and see me tomorrow, will you? And I said, sure. So I come up the next day, and he said, I had a hell of a battle with my brother. I said, did you tell your brother that if you go broke, he'd give you a couple of $100 a week, which you must be making now, too formal. No, he said, but I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll sign the damn bill of pipe, he said, and sold it off. Now, I said, our office down there, every Jew in New York is on the telephone coming up, where can they get hats in the rough? Now, I said, I don't know whether I'm going to put a little larceny in you or not, but every hat you make from now on, you charge him $1 or $2 more than you would in normal time. They can't get hats. And he says, now listen. You don't tell me anything. You never had an education more than myself. He says, you can't tell me anything. You're not any smarter than I am. I said, no, but I'm putting a little common sense in your head. They got to have those hats, and they can't get them anywhere. Harry was closed. Green was closed. Lee was closed. Right. They'd make more hats in one day than he'd make in a month. So he agreed, and I sent the shop's crew back. Then I went up about 2 weeks after. I went into him, and, how you going? All right. I said, I got a proposition. He said, what is it? I said, start a double shift. Get out of here, he said. You're going nutty? He said, how the hell can you size hats and form hats and nighttime? I said, you take my advice, go get an electrician. Bring him up here. I said, I was down in Jersey a couple of weeks ago, and I see factories of Christ 6 stories high working like hell at night. He says, they weren't making hats. I says, you get an electrician. I do nothing of the kind. You're playing hooky from the nut house. You give me a hell of a laying out. But he was all right at that in the finish. So I guess he didn't say a word, but he did get some electrician. In 3 nights, he had a double shift, but he was good. He called me up. He said, now you get me 2 corners and 2 hearts, you know, making friends for myself. 6 weather downs and 6 machine men. I see, he went along with 4 farmers then, doing 200 instead of 1. And I know right well that Georgie knew enough to charge him, because if he didn't, he's a bigger fool than I thought he was. Why, they were nutty for hats, you know.
Sure.
They're coming up to our office squawking, they can't get hats, can't get hats.
What year was this, the 1918, that was in the lockout.
That's the big strike.
The strike was a
third. He only had 2 farmers that time. We made 4 out of the 2.
Well, you know, when I was down to Greens, the foreman's desk was about 5 foot from me, right directly behind, like that. I worked here. I had a little cubby hole all by myself. About half as big as this room, you know, just about like this here.
What were you doing, George?
I was hardening, you know.
Hardening hats?
Yeah. I was there 22 years. I knew everything from the office. I knew all the selling prices and everything, because I was in on the ground floor. I knew what every hat that went out of there, what the selling price was. I knew every mixture that was going through there and everything. Timmy Farrell was my first foreman, you know. And Timmy Farrell and I, of course, he was like a father to me, because he learned me the business. So as I say, but Timmy Farrell had been through, he was through this time, you know. He had gone out, you know, and had gone down with his brother, you know, the Danbury Company.
Right, Farrell.
So, yeah. And Tom Boyd was my foreman.
What a nice old man.
Oh, what a, he was a saint on earth, honestly. He was a wonderful chap. So, and I was the ace high with him, you know. And I wasn't one of these fellows, you know, that ever played up to anybody. Because it didn't pay. The Lord sakes, if everybody is nice to you, you know, why do anything, you know, irregular, see? So, the first salesman used to come in there, and they'd all park, you know, and bring in their samples of fur, you know, and Tom Boyd used to be crazy, see, with Jack Green. Jack Green thought the world of Tom Boyd, and Tom Boyd, he was tops on fur. He was a real spro. So Jack Green would come into town, you know, and they talked, you know, and then finally a salesman would come in. and with a sample of fluorine. And Jack Green, of course, had gone away, you know. So the sailor would come in and show a sample, you know, to Boyd, you see. Tom would say to him, go out and see Jack Green. He said, I was out to see Jack Green. He told me to come in and see you. So he said, well, leave it there, you know. And in that way, you know, there's probably about five different firms, you know, that they were buying fur from. Everybody would come there, you know, anxious to leave a sample of fur, you know. And Tom, of course, he would have to work all this stuff off, you know, see. And you could only do it gradually, you know, because you couldn't use enough of it to offset your mix, you know, see. So he was nearly crazy, you know, Jack Green come in there, and he said, why do you sell them firmen into me, he says. How am I going to work all this stuff off? Yeah. Oh, I said, you can do it, Tom, to it, Tom. He said, you know, two heads are better than one, see. And he always sent his firmen out, you know, to see Tom first, you know. Well, this particular day, this is leading up to George McLaughlin. Now, George, he was in with Pipes and David E. David, there on Bridge Street.
And that's Charles Pikes, who was once married to Amory.
Huh?
Yeah. Charles yes. Pikes, P-E-I-X. He was, he was one of the early married
to Amory. New Haven girl.
Yeah.
So, and they just continued, they went out. Well, George, he had salvaged some customers, you know, in the rough. He had a customer up in Boston, and he was, that he would then come down to Green's, and he asked, what you call him?
John Boyd?
No, John. Pardon me. He asked Johnny Green one day, he says, will you get out some hats for me? He says, will you form some hats for me? He says, I got a customer, he says, I'd like to hold him, you know, and give him this work.
Georgie at that time then was operating like a broker.
Well, yes. Well, he was out, you know, he had nothing to do then. See, they pulled it up. But he still had this customer. So he came down, you know, and George, or Johnny Green said, yes, I'll get him. So he used to do 12 dozen at a time, you know, and he'd come in probably two or three times a week, you know, for 12 dozen order, and he was getting them out, because we weren't busy, see. And so this day he came down, and he had 12 dozen.